Rebar Joblet from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 10th of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. On Friday, the 4th of July, Georgian Dream or Kotsebi President Mikhail Kavelashvili offered imprisoned opposition politicians a pardon if they submit a formal request and confirm their intent to run in the October municipal elections. This move fuels long-standing rumors that the arrests aimed at pressuring opposition parties to participate in elections and allowing the Kotsebi to maintain a democratic image. As we've reported in previous shows, the opposition leaders have been sent to prison for refusing to appear before a parliamentary investigative committee set up by the Kotsebi to look into alleged political crimes by the previous government. So far, three of four leaders from the Coalition for Change, or Tavisutbevistvis, two leaders of the Strong Georgia Coalition, or Zlieri Lelo, one member of the United National Movement, or the Natsebi, and the former Minister of Defense under the Natsebi have been arrested. Just a day later, opposition party Zlieri Lelo held a briefing to announce it will run in the October municipal elections, even with its leaders Mamuka Khazaradze and Badri Japaridze behind bars. Party denied that the decision is connected to the offer of the presidential pardon. That holds up since Zlieri Lelo has supported participation for months before their leaders were arrested. Still, the decision caused major fallout among the opposition. It divided not only the broader opposition, but also the party itself. Three members of Zlieri Lelo's political council, Saba Buadze, Anna Natsvlishvili, and Dea Metrovelli, resigned immediately after the announcement, saying they couldn't support this decision. In related news, on Monday the 7th, the Institute for Social Studies and Analysis published a survey on political party ratings and the possibility of joining the European Union. The organization surveyed 2,000 adults across Georgia between the 17th and 29th of June. To the question, who would you vote for if the elections were held now? Just over 35% said the Kotsebi, Tavisutbevistvis followed with 18%, then the Natsebi with just over 16%, Gogi Gachari is for Georgia, or Sakartvelosvis with 10%, and Zlieri Lelo with 9.5%. Survey also asked under whose leadership the EU membership seemed more likely. 46% believe it's more likely if a pro-European opposition party takes power. Only 14% think it could happen under the Kotsebi. Another 14% said it could happen under either. 10% chose neither. 16% were not sure or didn't answer. On Monday the 7th, Tornike Rijvadze, the former head of the Ojada Autonomous Republic, who resigned from his post several months ago, was placed in a hospital with a gunshot wound to his chest. Doctors said his condition was critical, though stable. Several hours after the news came out, pro-government media spread news that it was a suicide attempt and that a note had been found in his jacket. Legitimacy of the alleged note has not been illustrated, but pro-government media treated as genuine. In the suicide note, Rijvadze says he is being accused of corruption and facilitating the drug trade. He also asked Prime Minister Kobakhidze and Kotsebi party founder Bidzina Ivanishvili to protect his family. The note does not say who he asks for protection from. The opposition says the note is fake and Rijvadze was a victim of in-party fighting. On Saturday the 5th, U.S. Ambassador Robin Dunnigan revealed in an exclusive Radio Liberty interview that the Kotsebi secretly sent a private letter to the Trump administration in January 2025. She said the letter was threatening, insulting, and unserious, and that it shocked officials in Washington. However, she did not give any details. Dunnigan said that right after Trump's inauguration, she traveled to D.C. to meet the new administration. She returned with specific suggestions for improving U.S.-Georgia relations and shared them with Foreign Minister Beka Bochorishvili. On the 27th of January, just 3 days after that meeting, the Kotsebi leadership sent the controversial letter directly to Trump officials. Secretary of State Marco Rubio sent a response and asked Dunnigan to deliver it in person to Bidzina Ivanishvili, but Ivanishvili refused to meet. Next up, businessman Gogi Ramishvili, founder of the Silk Road Group, SilkNet, and Euronews Georgia, was arrested at Tbilisi International Airport on Sunday the 6th. Security found his registered firearm, magazine, and bullets in his carry-on during a scanner check, but he had no legal right to carry the weapon. Authorities charged him with illegal possession and carrying firearms, with penalties ranging from 3 to 7 years in prison. He was released 2 days later on bail. Ramishvili is one of the richest people in Georgia and a major figure in telecom and media sectors. He's been a big donor to this and the previous administration. He's also known to have a very shady past in the 90s where he was a part of a criminal brotherhood. Monday, the 7th, prosecutors charged 9 people with abusing a minor in a violent and humiliating attack. A group influenced by fascist ideology tricked a teenager into going to an abandoned building in Tbilisi following an argument. There, they insulted him and forced him to kneel at gunpoint. They made him apologize to the group's so-called leader over a video that had been posted online. Police arrested all 9 suspects, including the leader. 6 of them are underage. They now face charges for cruel and degrading treatment of a minor, which could lead up to 10 years in prison. In more crime news, on Sunday the 6th, Vacho Tarchnishvili, a popular musician, actor, and TV host, was attacked near his home. He shared a photo on social media showing a swollen face after the attack. He said the attack was revenge from the Kotzebi for singing the anti-government song Ole Ola, which contains insulting lyrics towards the Kotzebi. When describing the incident, he said one person approached him as pretending to be a fan and then started insulting him and his family before hitting him. Another attacker joined in after that. One of the attackers recorded a video of the attack, which the pro-government channel later shared. Vano didn't report the attack to the police, since many believe these attacks are organized by pro-government forces, which they, of course, are. Police summoned him for questioning after he posted about it. On Tuesday the 8th, police began drug testing activists and opposition members. 3 members of Zlieri Lelo were taken for testing. Idaci Kupradze, secretary general of the party, said the officers showed up at the homes of his colleagues in different locations at the same time, took them without explanation, only saying they were under suspicion of drug use. Authorities say checking was non-political in total, and more than 300 people were checked for drug use on that day. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the 9th European Parliament passed a new resolution on Georgia. It rejects the legitimacy of the current government, calls for new parliamentary elections, sanctions against Ivanishvili, his family, and companies, and the repeal of recent repressive laws. Unlike earlier advice from the parliament encouraging opposition to participate in municipal elections, this resolution states that the ruling party's growing repression and the imprisonment of political leaders make free and fair elections impossible. On another note, a popular social media page reshared a video of a grocery store owner spray painting peaches to make them look riper. Clip quickly went viral on Facebook, racking up hundreds of thousands of views, sparking outrage in the comments. Thousands expressed anger and concern, with many worried about health risks. The video spread so widely that it caught the attention of the National Food Agency, which announced that it was launching an investigation and it involving the police. Want to watch the video? Link in the show notes. Finally, Wednesday the 9th, Rostevan Zarandia, an activist from Zugdidi in western Georgia, was sentenced to 5 days in jail for calling Magdalena Todua, a city hall employee, stupid in a Facebook comment. Even though insulting public officials became a punishable offense in February, what makes this case stand out is that at some point, Zarandia and Todua had been friends for 10 years. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to stay tuned for what's going on in Georgia. Nachandis.